You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What is trending? Quickly, I'll throw this in. We were talking about my sister-in-law, Rachel, how she's you know, a 40-something woman in the dating world. And she does use at least one or two different dating apps. There's a story that's out today. Did you see this thing about profile pictures on dating apps?
Yeah, the amount of profile pictures you're supposed to have on there or something. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
They recommend 3 to 6. Any more than that, and it says it is overkill. Less than that, it makes you come across as not trying very hard.
Okay, yeah, I can see that if you have like 6, 7, 8. I don't know how many you can put on there, but it's like, here's another picture of me. Here's me. Here's me.
And then, Jeremy, they also say, don't be lazy with your bio. If you have a very detailed bio on your dating profile, you're likely to get like a third more matches than other people.
Sure. It's essentially your romantic resume that you've got on there. So
right.
I was talking to somebody about this just the other day, actually, who's done the online dating, and he was saying that the one thing that he added to his bio that really started getting some bites for him is when he put on there that he journals. I love journaling,
really?
Constantly journaling. And his dirty little secret was, I've never journaled in my life.
Oh, my God. Well, he's off to a good start.
He's like, soon as I put journaling on there, it's like the doors opened. The gates of heaven opened.
That's crazy.
Wonder what that means.
He's starting off with a lie.
He's just sharing his feelings on paper.
We were talking all over the last few months about how much money Tom Cruise is going to make from Top Gun, and it is, they say now, over $100 million that he's going to bank because he's got a lot of the back-end stuff written into his contract, blah, blah, blah. But as far as just getting paid for movies, they're putting out a list of what certain movie stars are making for upcoming films. Will Smith, hey, you notice he's been very under the radar since the Academy Awards. For his new movie on Apple TV, he's getting $35 million.
Ooh.
Leo DiCaprio has a movie coming up on Apple TV, getting $30 million. Brad Pitt has a movie coming up on Apple TV. It's a Formula One drama, so he's going to be a race car driver.
Kind of cool, actually. Sounds fun.
He's going to get $30 million.
All right.
Your man, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
He and Ryan Reynolds, Apple TV.
Whoa,
again.
Wait. Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds are teaming up for a movie?
Together, I
what?
Guess.
What? Two of the sexiest men alive?
Yeah, Will Ferrell oozes sexiness.
I mean, come on.
They're going to get $20 million apiece, and then the list goes on and on.
Look at Vin Diesel on the list for the next Fast and Furious movie. $20 million. God damn.
He's not even really,
they're not even that good anymore.
Yeah. Crazy. Wow. And then on the flip side of that, they say, well, then there's television and your man, Kevin Costner, because you love Yellowstone.
I do.
Right?
I really do. It's a great series.
He's getting $1.3 million per episode.
Yeah, that he deserves every penny of that.
Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd together in The Shrink Next Door. I started watching that.
Me too. I got about 3-4 episodes in and
couldn't handle it.
Turned it off.
They're getting $1 million each per episode. And Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. They're doing that Yellowstone. It's a prequel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Called 1923. They're each getting $1 million per episode. So I'll tell you what. Times are tough around America. Unless you're an A-list actor.
That's right. You're still raking it in.
And then you're making a bunch of money. And then quickly, I wanted to share this because I thought this was kind of funny. I was writing a little piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer today when I noticed something. It's a website, slate.com, and they wanted to compile the greatest fictional deaths of all time. And they're saying these could be either tear-inducing, or they could be celebratory because, you know, it's like the Wicked Witch of the West is on the list. And
E.T.
Yeah,
no, wait. E.T. didn't die. He came back.
E.T. just went off. Didn't die.
He kind of died. They brought him back.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He turned that weird color.
Right. Anyway, so it's the list of the 50 greatest fictional deaths of all time. And this can come from movies, TV, come from books, could even come from music. Like the Chicks used to be known as the Dixie Chicks. They did the song about Earl.
Oh, yeah. Earl's gotta die.
Earl made the list. So they can come from, you know, music,
beautiful,
video games, comic books. It doesn't matter.
Iron Man.
Peter Parker's uncle. That's a landmark death, you know, in that series, made the list. But what I realized, I was posting the link for Mind Bender Club members, and I realized, and I had to warn people, I got burned with this because I clicked on the overall link to see, you know, what the list was, and I realized it's nothing but a list of spoilers.
Oh, yeah, because it is.
If you haven't seen the TV show or the movie or read the book, it's basically telling, and I saw two or three, and I was like, oh, crap.
I didn't know Han Solo dies.
So, anyway, that's
funny.
What else is trending today?
Well, the big news today, it's National Junk Food Day. So, there's your excuse today. Your go-to junk food right now, Dom. What are you eating? What are you shoving in your pie hole?
It's not. You're going to... Gretch made a thing last night. It was ice cream, because we stopped at the store and got ice cream on the way home. Yum. Ice cream with just a little touch of milk in it that stirs it, and then crumble up Oreo cookies and put it in and stir it all up.
I'd eat that.
It was so good.
Sounds tasty.
Oh.
Mine right now is the crunchy Cheetos. I made the mistake of buying the Costco size bag of Cheetos. Total impulse buy when we were at Costco this last time. I threw it in the cart. I don't know why. I had a moment of weakness. And
flavor?
My fingers are permanently stained yellow right now. Like,
it's just not a special type of like.
No, just
spicy,
regular,
hot
regular,
just regular
crunchy Cheetos with Chester Cheetah on the front. Man,
who can explain why we get an addiction to these?
I don't
things.
Know. It's like once it hits your tongue, you're like, oh my god, and you're, you know, your brain starts firing like crazy, and you just can't put the bag down. So.
These companies know how to do this to us. We're being jobbed, man.
They do, man. According to a source, NFL owners are going to be meeting on August 9th in Minnesota to vote on Rob Walton's $4.6 billion agreement to purchase the Broncos.
Oh, it'll sail through.
Represents the record price for a North American sports franchise. And yeah, this story says, yeah, it's going to be approved. Boom, it's going to end the end of an era for the Bolin ownership. Which began back in 84. My God. I mean, that's what I grew up with, man. That's the Broncos I know with Pat Bolin. Yeah.
So that means by August 10th, all those Bolin kids are going to be rolling in dough.
They're going to be on vacation. My goodness. So there's Jer on sports. Brace yourself, a cocktail made from Velveeta cheese, if that's what you want to call it, is coming. So here it is. It features Velveeta cheese-infused vodka, an olive brine, and dry vermouth. And then to top it off, it's garnished with Velveeta stuffed olives, jumbo-sized cheese shells, and then there's a cheese drip along the brim of the glass. I posted a picture of this on our Facebook page, and the reactions already are pretty darn comical from everybody looking at it. Now, the problem is it's coming from this steak place, BLT Steak Restaurants. There's none of these in Colorado. But if you look at it, and I believe there's recipes already online, you can make it at home if you're dying to make the Velveeta martini.
But you will be dying.
Yeah, you will. Oh, my gosh. Dom, you know who Miles Teller is from Top Gun 2?
No.
Officially the heartthrob of the summer. This guy is huge right now. We actually had a woman text us yesterday about how madly in love she is with him.
Oh, I saw that text, and I didn't know who that guy was.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal right now. Two bits of bad news for you. One, he's married. And two, his wife made him shave off that mustache from the Top Gun movie. He's doing some interview, and he said that she made him shave it off immediately after filming. And it's been kind of funny watching all the TikTok videos and stuff on Instagram of all the guys this summer trying to recreate that look. It's been a big explosion on social media.
I'm looking at his picture now. He's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy, and there's this shirtless scene in the movie, and everyone's all Twitter-pated and in love with this guy now. But the mustache
is gone.
I don't know if... I guess the mustache added to the entire package. It's a thing right now, I guess. So anyway, it's gone, though. Sorry, everybody. New survey on brands out this morning. People were asked what they'd give up in exchange for a lifetime supply of their favorite brand's product or service. A bunch of people said I'd give up social media. I'd agree to do household chores for a year. I'd run a marathon. But get this, 33% of people surveyed would shave off their hair or break up with a romantic partner to keep up with their favorite brand. Seems a little intense to me.
Yeah.
I like my Cheetos, but I don't think I would leave my wife for the Cheetos. Traeger, maybe. Now you got me thinking. My Traeger, I really like. All right, man, let's do our clickbait. It's
clickbait.
It's science-y. It's pretty cool today. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's a husband and wife in Oregon, and they have designed biodegradable baby shoes that essentially melt away into water after an infant outgrows them. They're trying to change the world, change the planet. Made from polyvinyl alcohol. It's the same stuff that are like, it's like pill coatings when you take a Tylenol or the wrappers on those Tide Pods that just dissolve in water.
Oh, yeah.
Little stronger with the shoes, but essentially they're saying now instead of throwing these baby shoes into landfills, when the kid outgrows them, you put a pot of boiling water on your stove and toss the shoes in. They melt away and you dump it down the sink.
Well, I have a question about this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool, but what happens if you take your baby out in the rain?
Great point.
I mean, if the kid accidentally steps in a puddle, do the shoes dissolve?
So I think it needs to be like really hot boiling water from when raining, you know, to kind of get the process started. And then I immediately went to kids put everything in their mouth. You know how flexible babies are. They're always sucking on their feet. So it's like, do you look back and in the car seat, half the shoe's gone? And the baby ate it? Ate the polyvinyl alcohol?
They might need to refine this a little bit.
I don't know. It looks pretty legit. So it's really cool story. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.